Welcome to Lickin' on Lending, the podcast that dives deep into the heart of the mortgage industry. Your host, David Lickin', bringing you the latest insights, trends, and updates from the world of mortgages. Whether you're a seasoned industry veteran or just getting started, this show is your go-to source for all things mortgage. On Lickin' on Lending, we're not just about delivering information, we're about delivering it in a way that's lively, engaging, and yes, even entertaining. You'll hear from a wide range of regular contributors, experts who make the complexities of the mortgage business not just understandable, but enjoyable. Our goal? To keep you informed on the operational aspects of the industry. Everything from regulations and compliance to technology and market trends. Without ever being boring. We believe that staying up to date doesn't have to be dull, and our interactive conversational style ensures you'll be hooked from the get-go. So get ready for detailed discussions, lively debates, and a wealth of knowledge that will help you navigate the ever-changing landscape of the mortgage industry. Let's get started. This is Lickin' on Lending. Now your host, David Lickin'.
Listeners, we're in for a real treat today. We've got Dale Larson of Modex joining us, and he's got some new, fresh data. Now, we're thrilled to have any of our sponsors on, but I'm really pleased with this particular sponsor that we have because of the partnership we have with them. They are absolutely taking the market by storm. If you're not familiar with Modex, you need to be, and you're going to hear why in this interview. Dale, good to have you joining us.
David, great to see you as well, and thank you for the positive comments on Modex. Likewise, we appreciate the partnership with you, and really, much of the features and functionality in the platform have been driven by you and your teams. We equally appreciate the partnership.
It is a great partnership. Mostly what I love about you and your dad, who's a co-founder with you on the business, is the sense of family. You guys are a tight family with so many values that align up with me and my family. I think more important in these days, values, what values we hold are so much about what determines our success or failure in business. And I love the fact that you guys are here to serve a market. It's great. I always say making good money is a result of doing things well, but doing it well and doing it right is really the key to it. So again, really excited to have you here. For those that don't know you, you and your dad started the business how long ago? Just a real brief overview of where you started and the growth trajectory that you've been on.
Yeah, I'll do my best to be brief. It's so funny. The last two calls we've had him with my dad, which he can't be in attendance today. And hopefully in future episodes, we'll have him. But it's really funny. My dad's rubbing off on me, right? I seem to tell more stories and have more venue for. So I'll do my best to be brief here. So the really quick history of Modex: became a corporation in 2015, launched the first version in 2017 in Washington State, where we're based, took the platform nationwide fall of 2019. Okay, we have hundreds of clients nationwide, everywhere from mom and pop broker shops all the way up to multinational depositories. And really, we do two things. One, we have a platform called Modex Recruit, which is a data platform where our clients subscribe to learn about the mortgage industry based upon factual data. And we have another platform called Modex Profiles, where loan officers and employers can both claim profiles and connect with a way that's comfortable for everyone, can be anonymous for a loan officer, and it's also all driven by data as well. So that's the lay of the land where we're at now.
You guys do an exceptional job, and so many of our clients use you. I think every one of our clients have a relationship with you, and so it's really exciting. There's a lot of big opportunities out there, especially when it comes to leveraging data in terms of talent acquisition. And then more importantly, the biggest thing that's stressing everyone out is, how do I retain the good ones I got? Give us an update from what you're seeing as far as the opportunities that are arising.
So I think in our last call, which I encourage everyone to go look at that previous episode.
We're going to put the link to that previous episode down in the show notes on this particular show. But so you can go back and listen to the last couple. We'll put all the links of your appearances. But going on to what you were saying about what since then.
Yeah. The last time we talked about the propensity to move, which we described, what is the likelihood that a loan officer is going to move? And we think that here at Modex, and I'll get into some, I have some hard numbers here. There's a higher probability of certain loan officers switching jobs. And there's some easy logic to it. You would think someone who's more concrete in their career, they've been at a job, maybe a bank or a credit union for 30 years, less likely to switch jobs. High producers who maybe get more attention at their existing employer, less likely to switch jobs. And that is true. And that's true in the data. And I'll be able to unpack that here in a moment. Really, it's looking at the data and saying, hey, not only which loan officers are going to switch jobs, but what population of loan officers. And there's two things here, population by production and then by time and industry, right? So if we look at the numbers here, so this is the last 12 months of data. We pulled this data a week or so ago. So if we look at $50 to $100 million a year producers, the last 12 months, they did $50 to $100 million in production. There are 1,842 loan officers, period, in the industry that did $50 to $100 million in production, okay? 175 of those folks switched jobs in the last 12 months, okay? So about 10% of those super producers in the market switched jobs. So that's that. Now, if we were to scale it down, if we were to look at $20 to $50 million a year producers, again, we're looking at the last 12 months, there were 11,982 loan officers that fit that production range. Of that 11,982, 1,655 of them switched jobs. So about 14% of them switched jobs, right? So the less production you get, the more moves we're seeing. Now, the last one I can get you here, the $1 to $20 million producers in the last 12 months, there are 123,801 loan officers that fit that range. Of that, 27,580 switched jobs. So about 22% of those producers switched jobs. So if you look at that data, and if you're a recruiter or a hiring manager or a business owner, I would probably encourage you to go after the $1 to $20 million a year producers, because they're 12% more likely to switch jobs than your $50 to $100 million a year producers.
That is so interesting. Any insights as to why that is? You've been able to draw conclusions as to why, or read into that a little bit?
My suspicion is that higher producing loan officers, they get more attention at their existing employer. They maybe get more of what they want. They want marketing support. They'll get it because they're a high producer and they bring revenue into the business. Whereas your $1 to $20 million a year producer is important. I want to make that clear. They are important. They may get less attention than the $20 to $50 or $50 to $100 million a year producer. Yeah. And so our position would be, hey, if you're a recruiter or a business owner, it might make more sense to go after the $1 to $20 million a year producers because you're more likely to hire them. It's a better use of your time.
Yeah. There's more apt for them to make switch versus the others. That's really interesting. Yeah. Obviously, the top producers are always going to be the ones that are be targeted and everyone's going to want to go after. And that's, I think, another factor. But it's really interesting that there's a higher percentage of them that actually do move. Do you think that sign-on bonuses and things like that are playing a big role recruiting those top people? It seems like it is. At least that's what we're seeing.
I think it very well could. I think a couple of years ago when the rates were really low, I think that really played a big role. There was money, just crazy money being thrown around. Just some of the stories I heard were just obnoxious. But in this market, for the bigger producers, it's still a thing. For the lesser producers, I think it's more around comp, culture, support, stuff like that. But for the bigger producers, they're still signing bonuses, certainly happening all the time.
Yeah, it's really interesting. What are some of the primary drivers behind shifts in mortgage industry employment patterns? If you see any, I'd love to hear those. And can you qualify the magnitude of these changes? In other words, changes in the workforce size, composition, geographic distribution, things like that?
Yeah, I think I'm seeing in the market, again, I'm not trying to sell Modix on here, obviously. We have this great feature and functionality.
Go ahead and sell Modix. I'm all for it. I want people to use it. It's a great tool.
We have this feature called workforce data, which allows you to see the movement of loan officers between branches and companies. And so it's really interesting to see a lot of large companies really not growing at the pace that you would expect. And they also have large swings in growth and loss of growth, right? So one month they may hire 300 loan officers, and the next month they may lose 600, and the next month they may hire 800. So it's this up and down swing. We also see that a lot with acquisitions. We'll see a massive influx of loan officers to a company. What I've been happy to see is some of the small to mid-sized lenders, a lot of brokers, seeing some pretty incredible growth. This is a friend of mine, Tuan at Loan Factory, watching their growth in the Modix data. He talks about it all the time on LinkedIn and they're growing. But when you actually look at the data, it's pretty incredible to see some companies like theirs growing. But yeah, there's a lot of movement going on in the market for sure.
When you're looking at some of the magnitude of some of these changes, what are driving more of the magnitude?
I think loan officers are looking for support in this market. It is a really tough market with interest rates. We're not seeing any changes really. And so I think a lot of loan officers are looking for more support, and they're maybe not getting the attention that they used to at their existing employers. And so they're looking for, kind of a funny way to put it, looking for attention. But they're looking to go to an employer that will maybe support them better on the IT front, on the marketing front. There might be some comp changes, some leads provided. So I think that's what's driving a lot of the shifts in the market right now. But yeah.
Are you noticing any patterns on geographic distribution? Is there certain geographic areas that seem to be moving more than others, more than just demographics?
Yeah, there are big markets that I would say that mortgage companies operate. It's pretty common, right? It's going to be your Texas's, your Florida's, your California's, your Washington's, your East Coast's. A little bit more of the core U.S. is a little bit slower. There's a lot of shifts from a geographic standpoint of what's going on in the market.
So what is the latest industry benchmarks for employee turnover rates within the mortgage sector, and how do these compare with historical averages?
I would say we're seeing more turnover than we have in the past, just because the market hasn't recovered probably back to pre-pandemic levels. However, I was still fairly shocked to see how many loan officers are switching jobs in the market. Again, low to mid producers, 22, almost 25% of the market's shifted. That's a lot of loan officers moving jobs. Yeah. We've generally used the general term of about one third of loan officers are in flux at any point in time. And a statistic we used a couple of years ago was that about 86,000 loan officers switch jobs per year. So that's job switches. That's not people entering the market or leaving the market. But there is a lot of movement going on in the market today. Yeah.
I would imagine. So are you noticing anything as it relates to time, how long someone's been in the industry? Are the people that are newer industry, do they change more frequently than those that have been in the industry for 10, 20 years?
Yeah. And I'm actually really happy you bring that up, because that was the second kind of statistic that I brought today. So along the lines of what we were talking about a few minutes ago with the 50 to 100 million, 20 to 50, $1 to $20 million, we did the same kind of thing, but looking for time in industry. And to clarify with you and all your listeners, this is all factual licensing. This comes from licensing data. So I'm not just making this up. It's not like an assumption. This is actual hard statistical data. I'm going to work from, I think, the least impactful to the most impactful, which the most impactful I think was interesting. So if we look at loan officers that have been in the job 10 plus years, there are 95,276 of them, and about 14% of that population, the people that have been in the industry at least 10 plus years, switch jobs. Okay, so if you've been at your job 10 plus years, you're going to move 14% of the time.
14% time,
14%. Now, if we look at people that have been in the industry 5 to 10 years, there's about 12,944 of them, and 20% of them have switched jobs in the last 12 months. So the less experienced you become, and I'll get down to a very specific point here in a moment, the less experienced you are, the more likely you are to switch jobs. If we look at people that have been in the industry 3 to 5 years, there's a 22% of that population has switched jobs in the last 12 months.
Interesting.
If we look at 1 to 3 years, 21% of the market has switched. Now, I think this is the most interesting statistic. If we look at loan officers that have been in the industry 1 year or less, but have done a loan in the last 12 months, there's a 63% chance that they've switched jobs. So
63%.
That's the big one that I think is really interesting. Not a lot of loan officers entering the industry right now, which is fine. So we would say in the last 12 months, there were 5,670 loan officers who have been in the industry 0 to 1 year that did at least one loan. 3,596 of them switched jobs in the last 12 months. So they come into the industry, they maybe get their license, they get trained, they do a loan, and then they find a new job. So 63% of that population switched jobs. So again, going back to what I was saying earlier, if you're an employer, I would go after loan officers that are brand new to the industry. And it's a funny position, but someone else has trained them, got them licensed, they know how to use their LOS, they know how to talk the marketing talk and the mortgage talk, then they should go switch jobs. So that's an interesting demographic of loan officers to go after.
Mm-hmm. That is really interesting. What I find so interesting about that, it's for those companies that are smart enough to recruit new fresh bodies into the industry and getting them trained up, are not holding on to them. I would love to dive into as to why that is. Why is it that you invest the money to get them to a point of being productive, and then 63% of the time they leave you? That would be interesting. Any insights into why that is, or any suspicions why?
I was just talking to a friend about this. I'm not sure. We just provide the stats. I don't have
the scoreboard. You don't do the analysis of the game. You just provide the statistics. Yes. Yeah.
But one friend of mine recently told me it might be a generational thing. So probably the millennials, et cetera, they're career builders. Even my generation, I guess I'm technically a millennial. We're like my demographic, my age group, we traditionally don't have careers. I'm a little bit north of Seattle here, and we have the Boeing plant, Boeing manufacturing plant right here. And usually people would go to work for Boeing. This is how I joke about it. People would go to work for Boeing and they died Boeing. Like you work at Boeing 40, 50 years, and that would be it. My generation, we don't do that anymore, which is neither here nor there. But I'm going to suspect that we have more younger loan officers entering the industry. They're getting trained. And then they're hopping to a new employer because they can probably make more money at somewhere else. I think it's a generational thing. Younger loan officers are looking to go up the ladder and make more money or be more senior by switching to a new job, getting a new title, better comp. That'd be my suspicion.
It's really fascinating. What other data do you have that you could share with us that may be interesting?
This is really all the statistical information I brought today. I think some of the other really interesting things that we've been looking at recently is demographic data, so diversity data. So we've really dug into CRA data, census data, MMCT, LMI. So I don't really have anything like overtly exciting to bring to you guys today on that, but we think that's a really interesting realm. And then going back all the way to what you were talking about, maybe at the beginning of our call here, was retention.
Yes, that's the part that so many people are struggling with.
I'm not bringing statistical information today on that. However, a lot of people said, hey, Dale, this Modex data is great for hiring loan officers. Can it be used for retaining loan officers? Because it's much more expensive to lose a loan officer. It's more expensive to hire a loan officer than it is to just keep one. So yes, we would love to use our data. And it goes right along the lines of the arrivals and departure data or the workforce data to say, hey, companies, employers, you seem to be losing lots of loan officers within this area, Southern Florida or Northern Texas, whatever. You should take a closer look at that because there's something going on here. Or you've lost 50% of your branch managers in the Northeast. Do something about it. And I think also we could do comparative analysis where we could say, hey, like you're losing 10% of your staff every month, which you're replacing with 12%. But hey, for some reason, your competitor is not losing as many people. So why are they not losing people, but you are?
I think that's what's so exciting about what you provide. Modex provides some of the best, most data-rich business intelligence when you're really starting to be able to dive into it. Think about some of the power users that you have at Modex, people that are using this, you think, really effectively. Give us some examples. You don't have to name any names. You can honor them if you want to, but give us some names or give some things that they're doing differently using the Modex data versus others that are probably not fully exercising the power of Modex.
Yeah, I probably won't name names because certain clients, we're not supposed to use their names, and I don't want to confuse that up. Yeah. But I think a lot of times people come into our platform saying, I want to find this type of loan officer. I want to find a $10 to $20 million producer in Seattle who works at a lender who's been in the industry 10 years. You can do that, of course, our platform. The other side is maybe there's specific loan officers you don't want. So not only can you filter for who you want, you can also filter out who you don't want. So then you might say, hey, I don't want loan officers who are credit unions. I don't want people that are brand new to the industry. I don't want people that are doing mainly HELOCs. So then you can further narrow it by not only saying these are the people that I want, but you can also say these are the people I don't want. So I think a lot of people are finding some success with that. I think secondly, our more sophisticated clients have done integrations with CRMs. I think that's a big deal generally. Our position right now on integrations is Modex doesn't want to build a CRM. We think other people have done that much better than us. Surefire, HubSpot, Total Expert, et cetera. But we would rather plug into those CRMs. So we can plug into those CRMs. So we can then take production data and we can push it into a CRM where then our clients manage those relationships and marketing campaigns out of a different CRM. And I guess the last thing on the wholesale side, we don't talk a whole lot about wholesale. What's really funny, David, too, is our platform is called Modex Recruit, which is very employment related. And that's because we're mainly a recruiting platform. We're for employment. Right. However, we've backed into the fact that there are dozens of alternative use cases to our data in correspondent and wholesale and real estate and all kinds of fun stuff. So we have clients who are in the wholesale or non-QM space who are leveraging our data to find new prospective loan officers to do business with, not to hire, but to sell their product to, their mortgage product to, based upon the type of product that they're selling. So they could come into our platform and say, hey, Modex, show me loan officers that are doing non-QM business, but not non-QM business with me. And so we can tell them, hey, here are the 20, 50,000 loan officers that have done non-QM. That's just a random number. And then they can go reach out to those loan officers and try and start doing business with them.
That's really interesting about the retention information. But when it comes to the recruiting side, what are some best practices that people are using that you're finding that is getting better results than others? There's some people really struggling in the recruiting front right now. They're just not getting the results. And this is a big question that many would love to hear you answer.
Yeah, and I may give an answer that not everyone likes. And I have clients on all sides of the spectrum. So we have lots of clients who take, I would call the shotgun approach, where they just target a lot of loan officers at once. My opinion is that's probably not the most effective method, but it does create results. My opinion that some of our more successful clients are more intentional with their recruiting. So they're not taking the shotgun approach. They're being very intentional about who are they going after. So they'll say, hey, I've gone from our database has 1.5 million loan officers. So they'll bring it down from 1.5 million down to 1,000. And then they'll say, okay, of those 1,000, which do we really like? And then they'll try and engage with 100 to 1,000 loan officers and try and really build that relationship. There is one company of ours that actually has a book club. I'm not going to mention their name, but for some of the top producers that they're targeting, it's either a monthly or quarterly. They send a book to those loan officers and they're part of the president's book club, even though they're not a part of that business. And so they really over time will slowly drip on them, trying to show like, hey, this is the culture of our business. And then that I think they actually have a pretty good success about around that. So my opinion is some of the more successful methods or strategies around recruiting are being intentional, building relationships, not this shotgun bland approach. It works, but I don't think it works as best as being intentional building relationships.
There's a lot that goes into this. Modix is such an outstanding product as it is now. What are some things that you're going to be releasing out? Can you talk about what's on the roadmap, kind of direction where you're going?
Yeah, we're going to be working on some new contact data stuff. Right now, Modix has lots of contact data on loan officers. We have some contact data on real estate agents. We are going to be changing how we do that. We'll be able to provide our clients more, better, faster contact data and more accurate. So that's coming here in the near future. Very excited about that. That's going to be driven by some AI, big hot topic, but we're going to be working on that. We also think that a lot of the stuff, the statistical information that I brought you today is going to be really relevant to mortgage companies here in the future. So not only would Modix like to tell clients, here's loan officer production information, we would like to help them drive recruiting strategy where we could tell a company, hey, these are the loan officers you should go after for these reasons. So we're going to be going more down that road, that propensity to move.
Right.
Modeling where we can say, hey, these loan officers are most likely to move, or this population of loan officers you're most likely to hire.
Right.
And then I'd say lastly, just trying to merge in as many other interesting data sets as we can. That could be HMDA data, that could be other public record data, really understand further where are loan officers going, what are they doing, and how can we help our clients make more informed decisions when they're recruiting.
It's been so good to have you back on and hearing about the latest data that you're bringing up and finding. It's so fascinating. Dale, so good to have you here. It's fun. I miss having your dad, but it's really been great to have you here and give us an update on what's going on there. How can best people get a hold of you? What's the best way?
Yeah, you can find our website, modex.com, M-O-D-E-X.com. You can also reach out to me directly. That's fine. Dale@modex.com, and then I'll redirect you. If it's a sales-related inquiry, I'll redirect it to the right salesperson. If it's like a media inquiry, we do media partnerships for anyone who's in the media realm. You guys can talk to me. But yeah, modex.com, you can learn a little bit more about us.
That's good. What does Modex stand for? Is it an acronym? Is that an acronym?
It's not. It stands for Mortgage Rolodex. Modex.
Oh, really? Mortgage Rolodex. I love it. M-O.
Isn't that fun?
That's really good. That's fun. I've been always wondering about that. Thank you so much for being here, Dale. Love having you. Greet your family and continued success. Thank you for the partnership. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Blessings.
Blessings. Hey, listeners, this hot topic would not be possible without our sponsors. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Byte Software, Finastra, Lender Homepage, Truve, Angel AI, Candid, CRM, Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, Mobility, MMI, and Modex. There's so many good sponsors here, and we're so grateful for each one of them. Be sure to check out each of those sponsors and their spots on our website, Lincoln on Lending, under the sponsorship page. Thank you.
You've been listening to Lincoln on Lending. Our passion is to bring you the latest insights, trends, and updates from the world of mortgages. So on this show, if you're a seasoned industry veteran or just getting started, it's your go-to source for all things mortgage. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, find us on LinkedIn and Twitter at David Lincoln, on Facebook at David.Lincoln, and on Instagram at DLincoln. Take care, and we'll see you next time on Lincoln on Lending.